Daniel Jones played an incredible football game. Daniel Jones scored on every possession. He threw one touchdown pass, ran for two. They won in a blowout. It was the biggest rout of the game of the week. I'm pretty sure it was. At least it felt that way. It was whatever the final score was. It was 22-0, and the Dolphins were terrible. And I will say this: the Dolphins' secondary and defense overall are atrocious. They are a disaster. They are a sinking ship. He's getting fired. Tua is not going to be the quarterback much longer. Like I was confident in them heading into. I thought they were going to come out and play well. At least while Tua is healthy, I thought the offense could score some points. They were atrocious. So I don't know what's going on with Miami, and I do put some of it on. He was playing the Miami Dolphins, who are falling apart at the moment. But I can't argue with how well he played. So we'll see. But I do not think that is, and again, we also got to admit, like, I never thought Daniel Jones was incapable of playing a good game. I know this happens to be a crazy good game where he scores on every possession, but he won a road playoff game playing incredibly well against Minnesota. I say that every time I get on Daniel Jones, I will say I will never take that away from him. That game wasn't about the defense. That game wasn't about Saquon Barkley. That was Daniel Jones winning a road playoff game for the New York Giants. There is no doubt that was Daniel Jones. Saquon Barkley and the defense were why they got to that game, but Daniel Jones won that football game playing an incredible game. We saw that. I mentioned the second half against the Arizona Cardinals a couple years ago in week two of the season when they were about to go 0-2. They got blown out off of the playoff game. That next year, 40-0 against the Cowboys week one. Week two, they're losing to the lousy Arizona Cardinals. And then he has an incredible second half. He hit everything. He was perfect in that second half of the Cardinals game. He played really well against the Colts down the stretch of the year they went to the playoffs. He's had games. He's not incapable of playing a good football game. I would have never have said he'll never play another good football game the rest of his career. But over the course of the season, I think this is going to be the exception, not the rule for Daniel Jones. But today is absolutely, for all the people who want to say, it was never about Daniel Jones, it's about the offensive line. Daniel Jones is going to be great once he gets out of New York. All of those people have every right to crow on this Tuesday this week, as he played incredibly well for the Indianapolis Colts. He just did. I can't argue it. He played a great game. So did Justin Fields. I've been down on Justin Fields. I'm concerned about Justin Fields. I've knocked Justin Fields. He was on the wheel of quarterback, made fun of Justin Fields, have talked about this passing game for the Jets. No confidence in it. There he is right there. He heard, he's been listening. There's Brett in Long Island right now. I've killed Justin Fields. I can't argue. I thought he played an incredible football game. Like, I knew Daniel Jones was capable of playing well. We've seen it. His first game, he threw four touchdown passes against Tampa Bay. Like, I knew he was capable of it. I don't think he's capable of it consistently. I wasn't sure Justin Fields was capable of playing the way he played last week. He was in complete control of the offense. He used his legs. He moved around the pocket, always looking downfield. People are even getting on him for not running on that. I had no problem throwing the ball to Garrett Wilson. You're trying to get further down the field. You're trying to make a play. He had an open receiver, and he put it on him. I have no problem with that final play. I have no problem with him throwing that instead of going to try and run for the first down. I thought he played an excellent. For all the people who say he can't throw and he's not accurate, we had a rough day. We had a rough day. Do I think he's going to do that every week? I don't know. But we had a rough day. For those of us who clamored and yelled all offseason that he can't throw the football, that he's not accurate enough to win in this league, we had a rough day. And for us, anti-Daniel Jones guys, had a rough day. Had a rough day. Russell Wilson sucked. The offense of the New York Giants sucked. Daniel Jones went out and played extremely well. Do I think it's going to be the year of Daniel Jones playing extremely well every week? No, I do not. Do I think he's going to lead the Colts to the playoffs? No, I do not. Do I think ultimately it will be a failure for Daniel Jones in Indianapolis? Yes, I do. But he had one hell of a game. There is no doubt about it.